WTAW News Time is 5 after 6. 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station motorcyclist was struck and killed in a crash during the noon hour yesterday in front of Jane Long Middle School in Bryan. 37-year-old Jeremy Meads was going south on Harvey Mitchell Parkway, according to police, when he was struck by a truck making a left turn. The driver of the truck, who was ticketed for failing to yield the right-of-way, has been fully cooperative with the investigation. Next Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting is expected to include private discussions and possible public action regarding one of its members.
Mayor Jason Bayansky on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he expects there will be an executive session about the recent revelation of Councilman Rafael Pena living in his mother's home, which is not located in his district. That's because the city charter does not address temporary residences.
It doesn't say that if you move out of your house because you're doing a remodel or something like that, that's allowed.
The discovery of Pena's current home follows a Bryan police investigation of a misdemeanor assault. City official says no criminal charges have been filed in municipal court. Prosecutors say no charges have been filed in any of the Brazos County courts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Recent drunk driving arrests in the Twin Cities includes a College Station man who drove his Mustang into an apartment. The arrest report from College Station police did not indicate anyone was in the kitchen where the car came to a stop. The driver, 18-year-old David Montoya Jones, who lives at the Woodlands Apartments where he crashed his car, took two breath samples while at the city jail. The average alcohol level was 0.14, almost 80% above the legal limit. Bryan firefighters had to force a door open to get a driver out of his SUV after running over a fence and striking a pipeline outside the U.S. Oil and Gas building off Finfeather Tuesday night. 36-year-old Carlos Robles Rodriguez of Bryan, according to the arrest report, was not aware he had crashed before he was arrested for DWI. Bryan police arrested a woman for her first DWI after her SUV struck three parked cars, then a tree that prevented her vehicle from hitting a house on Oak Lawn. One of the parked cars was turned around and was in a driveway. According to the arrest report, 18-year-old Kendall Harp of College Station admitted to being intoxicated. A Bryan man with three prior convictions was arrested after a Bryan policeman saw the driver's SUV jump the concrete median on Villa Maria near the Tejas Center and was driving in the wrong lanes. 53-year-old Patrick Daly remains in jail in lieu of a $10,000 bond. What does the Republican Party do with Donald Trump now that Ted Cruz and John Kasich have suspended their presidential campaigns? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says you can look at it from a positive, negative, or self-preservation standpoint.
Well, I guess you have to swallow hard and say you're going to vote for him.
By self-preservation, Flores says he's referring to preserving a conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
If Hillary Clinton's elected, she's going to appoint two or three folks to the Supreme Court. Her nominees would kill this country as we know it.
Flores also says Trump has to get the support of those he defeated through the primary process and those who voted for Trump's primary opponents. Tomorrow marks the 8th annual observance of Atticus Finch Day in Brazos County. The event celebrates the fictional character in author Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird. Local lawyer Shane Phelps says the event features two guest speakers, one being legendary Harris County prosecutor Rusty Hardin.
Produces amazing results in trial. He's represented Roger Clemens and Calvin Johnson and Adrian Peterson. He also famously cross-examined Anna Nicole Smith when he was the attorney for the Pierce Marshall estate.
Phelps says the second guest speaker is Dr. Jerome Loving, distinguished professor of literature at Texas A&M. He'll be discussing the controversial novel Go Set a Watchman, which is allegedly Harper Lee's sequel to To Kill a Mockingbird. Tomorrow's program starts at 11:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building. Seersucker attire is encouraged. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 58 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. It's 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure in control and stays in control into the start of the weekend. It'll slowly drift out over the Gulf of Mexico over the next 3 days. We'll have sunny skies and a high of 80 to 85 through the afternoon. Tonight clear, 55 to 60. More sunshine during the day tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 60 to 65. It'll be sunny Saturday, highs on Saturday between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll update you on how the MLB scores turned out. Also, I'll get into the NBA and maybe even have an NFL-related story. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, you tease. You may have an NFL story for... Oh, well, you know, wow. You know,
that's the whole
he
point
He keeps
of that,
the listeners
know?
Listening.
Yeah. That's right. What in the world could we be talking about?
Don't touch the dial.
Right. Former high school Kerrville quarterback is supposed to be in court today.
Yep. Mm.
See how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts. It just hurts.
It does. It hurts my heart.
Well, and yeah. So, two real quick stories. So, I'm listening to the best show on radio, which is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And they have a lightning round, fill in the blank. And so, they have a bunch of people who are not from around here at all. And so it's always a recap of the week's stories. And sure enough, he was one of the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, so it's a fill in the blank, not a multiple choice. So just, you know, and such and such is it. Johnny Mann's album going, wonderful.
Yikes.
But I will tell you this, in a really strange situation. So, I mean, everybody knows who he is, right? Pretty much?
Sure.
Pretty much.
Okay.
I
all right.
I think.
Dave Ramsey. You know who Dave Ramsey is?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who does the financial stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're at the NAB convention, and we have a little room where the people, it was the year that our radio station was nominated for a Crystal Award. And so I was there, and we're just chatting. And so Dave and I get into a conversation, and he says, "Now, where are you from?" And I said, WTAW, we're in College Station Bryan's, where Texas A&M is. Johnny Football. And he looked at me like I was from Oz or something. I mean, he did not know who he was.
Really?
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Well, and I guess we, again, were so saturated with it we're here. But
right. At that time, though, I just went, okay, fine.
Oh, yeah.
See you later.
Yeah.
All right, so when a deputy in Florida arrived to check a burglar alarm at the business at 4:20 in the morning, suspicious enough about the pickup truck that was parked nearby that he called in the license plate. Well, the business building itself apparently secure, so the deputy went to check out the truck. Its driver told the deputy that he had a dead battery, and could the deputy give him a jump? Deputy said no. And the plate check came back indicating the truck was stolen. So it was at that point that the driver, and we only have his first name, Raymond, so make up a last name anyway.
Raymond Brown.
That's fine. Raymond Brown first claimed that he had bought the truck on Craigslist, but later allegedly admitted that he'd stolen it from the church parking lot because while out drinking, his girlfriend left, giving him no ride home.
Oh.
So logically, the next step you take
he said,
is to steal a car.
Obviously, he must have thought about many different options. He told the deputy, he said, at the time, taking the truck seemed like his best option.
He was just at that get around app, right?
Yeah,
that's what
good,
he just...
He said, the other owner's not here, I'll just borrow it.
Info?
Mason. How many options did he check off before he got to stealing the truck would be his best option.
I guess it was a short
tequila,
list.
Tequila, rum, and vodka would be his options.
Very well be it. Oh, by the way, happy Cinco de Mayo!
Woo!
You said alcohol, it made me think of it.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, yeah, that's us. Okay, it is. It's Cinco de Mayo. It's May the 5th. It's day 126. We got 240 of them to go.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway point in spring. So go stand in the middle of the town spring and say, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway in spring. Password day, I guess having to do with all those passwords that we know or forget or store someplace. ABC123, that's always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 12345.
Yeah. Hoagie Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that today?
That is today. So there you are.
I thought that was every day.
Yeah. It's Oyster Day.
Oh, I love me some oysters.
Just raw?
I can do raw, or I like grilled as well and eat fried oysters, though.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I've never done raw, but yeah, I like fried oysters.
Well, if you just don't think about it.
Yeah.
That's all. Just don't think about it. Yeah. So anyways, roller derby day.
Oh.
We used to have a roller derby team here. I don't know if we still do.
Oh.
But, yeah, they would be out at one of the, at the VFW, I think.
They
used to do that. And it's cartoonist day, so pick your favorite cartoonist and go read them some.
Awesome.
Right. And some birthdays.
We do got birthdays today. Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover model Hannah Davis is 26 today. Chris Brown, 27. Of course, you remember he made
Oh, he's a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, exactly. It could be so much worse.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sad whenever your music is not the biggest thing people know you for.
Yeah, really.
Adele is 28 today.
Wow.
People do know her for her music.
Oh, they only
do.
28. Amazing. What am I doing with my life?
You know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's okay. Brooke Hogan is also 28 today.
Oh, okay. Thanks. That makes me feel better, Brad.
Shouldn't make me feel too bad.
Should I ask who that is?
That's Hulk Hogan's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
And she made, like, pop music, and she you know, was on the reality show with him and everything.
All right, okay.
Clark Duke is 31. Now, it says it describes him as the kid from the Hot Tub Time Machine movies because he was the young one. He's 31, you know, but he's hilarious. He's a very funny guy.
My thought is if the Hot Tub Time Machine movie is your benchmark, please keep climbing, right?
Yeah. I think he's going somewhere
Stretch
else.
Stretch yourself. Yeah.
Hopefully further than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Henry Cavill is 33. He's, of course, your Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle Fishel is 35. She's one of my boyhood crushes. She was Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And now she's on Girl Meets World.
Indeed.
As the mom.
Absolutely. Santiago Cabrera is 38. He played Isaac Mendez on Heroes. He's had a variety of different TV spots. Tina Yothers, 43, from Family Ties.
Yep.
Brian Williams is 57 today.
He almost tells it like
I was going to say, at least he said he's 57.
Yeah,
so
really.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Kurt Loder is 71 today.
Wait, just say Kurt Loder's still alive. That would be news enough.
Yeah.
Taking bets.
John Rhys-Davies is 72.
Oh, okay.
He's a sci-fi actor, Gimli and Lord of the Rings and all that.
Yep.
And Lance Henriksen is 76, also a big sci-fi guy. He was Bishop in the Alien movies.
Oh, okay.
So, very good.
And Michael Palin, one of the Monty Pythons, 73 today. There we go, 619.
Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center helps your loved one on their path to a life well lived. With licensed nurses on staff 24 hours a day and our Meaningful Moments program, Hudson Creek supports independence and a sense of belonging for our residents. Located on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan, Hudson Creek offers full-time and respite care based on the needs of your family. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit jeaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So on Monday, our community organizer-in-chief had the audacity to claim that Donald Trump is incapable of handling the job as president. Obama told WMUR in New Hampshire, quote, "I think Trump is not somebody who, even within the Republican Party, can be considered equipped to deal with the problems of this office." Now, isn't it a bit ironic the man who played card games during the Bin Laden raid and tangoed in Argentina after the Brussels terror attack, and he's out there criticizing anybody else and their presidential aspirations? The same guy that can't save radical Islamic terrorism. Now, last time I checked, Obama never built a real estate empire, never created a job in his life for thousands of people. Now, Trump was putting Americans to work in the 70s. Obama was busy smoking pot with the Chum Gang.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, give mom, the mother of your children, give your grandmother, give your mother-in-law the gift that is unique as they are. Mother's Day is this weekend, only a few days away. I've been sending Sherry's Berries to the women in my life for years, and they love them. Hey, right now, get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries, now only $19.99 in a beautiful gift box plus shipping, or you can double the berries for just 10 bucks more. Now, this is an exclusive offer for you, my listeners. Just go to berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Put in my last name, Hannity. Now, the only way to get this amazing deal, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, you can double the berries for 10 bucks more, an exclusive offer only when you use the promo code Hannity. Go to berries, berries.com. Click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner, and just type in my last name, berries.com. Click on the microphone, put in my last name, Hannity. Now, this is a limited time offer, and Mother's Day is this weekend, so do it for all the moms in your life.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. If government regulators get their way, it's going to become easier for you to sue your bank. For the most part, bank customers have signed away their right to sue their bank in court, often without being aware of it. Buried in the fine print of credit card agreements, mortgages, insurance policies are what are known as binding or mandatory arbitration clauses. It means customers are generally required to take any disputes with a bank to a third-party mediator instead of going to court. Now, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau wants to stop that and is calling for a ban on arbitration clauses. Whole Foods says sales declined 3% during the latest quarter as it prepares to launch an offshoot chain intended to expand its customer base. The Austin-based company also cut its full-year sales and profit forecast. Apple has lost a legal fight with a Chinese company. A Beijing court has ruled that a Chinese company can continue to use the name iPhone on wallets and handbags. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. This Mother's Day, say thank you, Mom, for all the love she's given you with the brightest gift of all. Name a star after her. It's the gift she'll always cherish. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, the Star Registry will send your mother a beautiful personalized gift, and her new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair. Couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up. And now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moreheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum has great storytelling programs in May. Contributions of Buffalo Soldiers starts on May 17th from 10:30 to 11:30 and 12:30 to 1:30. Students will be able to hear stories about the heroic Buffalo Soldiers. Lysander Lyon and Bitsy Bull will start on May 19th from 10:30 to 11:30 and 12:30 to 1:30. This is an inspirational premiere of an anti-bullying play by playwright Barbara Haley. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the Events tab.
Howdy, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary. For those of you that don't know, I am a former college athlete. And as the case with most athletes, I was horribly superstitious while I was playing. I wore the same outfit to school the day before every game for as far back as I can remember. I was obsessive about it. Same socks, pants, shirt, shoes, the whole nine yards. But almost all athletes are like this. There was one kid in college that I played with that I had to lace his shoulder pads. I did it one time, and he had like two touchdowns. So every game after that, guess what my job was? Well, as it turns out, this may not necessarily be a bad thing. There's results from a new study that's opened up a whole new world of superstitions. Carry your rabbit's foot, always sit on the same spot on the couch when your team's playing, persecute witches, whatever, it's all good. According to the study from the University of Chicago, when you knock on wood, it actually prevents bad things from happening. Well, sort of. Researchers found that when you knock on wood, throw salt over your shoulder, or whatever your thing is, it genuinely makes you believe something bad is less likely to happen. So it doesn't necessarily stop bad luck. It makes you feel like you've stopped bad luck and keeps you from worrying as much. There's other possible effects, too. By acknowledging possible bad luck and taking a step to prevent it, even a superstitious step, you make yourself temporarily more alert and on the lookout for risk, which can help you prevent them. So in that vein, my fingers are crossed that you found this entertaining. With the commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
It goes coming up on 627, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, kind of continuing this pattern. It's a pretty neat pattern because it's kind of warm during the day. But the winds help a little bit to make it comfy, and then it cools down at night. Now, the numbers are going to start changing a little bit, and it's not going to be quite as cool in the evenings anymore. So, thus, we may feel the warm, also because we're going to have a little wind shift coming up. But today, it's another good one. 83 for a high with light north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, we'll be down to 57. Tomorrow, that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, we'll be in the lower 80s. Now, they're going to plug in a 50% chance of rain on Monday with a high of 84. And then because of that, that's when the wind shifts around. And Tuesday and Wednesday, we're looking at highs near 90 degrees. And again, a lot more humidity, so it won't feel quite so nice. It's nice right now, though, 57 out there.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at starfiresatellite.com. Again, starfiresatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Some people are just more likable. So what do those likable people know and do that make them that way? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4141. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4141. That's proflowers.com, secret code 4141.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
If you want to be likable to just about everyone, smile.
A smile is universally understood. You can see a smile from almost 30 feet away. The smile immediately is disarming and opens up and invites somebody in.
Michelle Tillis Lederman, author of the book The 11 Laws of Likeability, says another important trait to bring to the table is authenticity.
The idea that you are projecting and bringing the real you to an interaction is universal. Now, it doesn't mean I'm going to like the real you, but I appreciate that I am interacting with the real you, because universally people do not like that sense of somebody being fake.
Michelle says in any conversation where you want to make a good impression on someone,
ask them questions. Get to know them. People love to talk about themselves. Ask open-ended questions that require somebody to start talking. And then follow that conversation, sprinkle in a little self-disclosure, and see what commonalities you might discover between you.
And you'll always be more likable to others when you give.
It's the idea of doing because you can, and that giving creates value. Give first. Give because you can. Give because it feels good. Yeah, people might reciprocate, and they might not, or they might do something and pay it forward. And by putting all of that value out there, you can really create strong networks.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 58 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The question of whether a Bryan City Councilman permanently moved out of the district he represents is expected to be brought up next Tuesday.
Until recently, Rafael Pena has been living on family property west of the Brazos County Jail. Mayor Jason Bayinski says Pena moved out to do repairs, relocating at his mother's home east of the municipal golf course.
If the house in question is being renovated, it's being remodeled, then there should definitely be some permits pulled, and there should be extensive work done to the property. So, I mean, I think that needs to be looked into.
Bayinski on WTAW's The Infomaniac says the council will be getting legal advice whether the move violates the city charter requirement that a member live inside their district.
Someone will have to make a determination whether or not which of those addresses is his residence.
The move brings back the idea of eliminating single-member districts.
If we had everyone at large, like Councilmember Simic and myself, this wouldn't be an issue. But I think if you support single-member districts, and I think the council members need to reside in the single-member districts that the citizens elected them from, and I think if you do not want to live there, then I think you need to resign and maybe run for that single-member district race the next go-around.
The move was not made public until after Bryan police were called to a report of a misdemeanor assault. Police department investigation is finished. No criminal cases have been filed in municipal or Brazos County courts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A crash in front of Jane Long Middle School at noon yesterday took the life of a College Station motorcyclist. Bryan police report 37-year-old Jeremy Meads was going south on Harvey Mitchell Parkway when he was hit by a truck that was making a left turn. The driver of the pickup, who officers said cooperated with their investigation, was ticketed for failing to yield the right of way. A College Station motorcyclist was clocked by a DPS trooper going 136 miles an hour yesterday morning on the freeway near the university exit. According to the arrest report, the biker led the trooper on a chase southbound, exiting at Southwest Parkway, going west at more than 100 miles an hour, running a red light at Texas and then a stop sign before stopping at Medina. 20-year-old Shiloh Lockard spent about 1 hour in jail before posting bond. His passenger was not arrested. A Bryan man led Bryan police on a pursuit Tuesday afternoon until he parked his car in his driveway because his driver's license was suspended. According to the arrest report, 60-year-old Frank Williams has 45 current suspensions and 8 prior convictions for driving with an invalid license. The officer saw Williams turn in front of a car who had to take an evasive action to avoid a collision. Williams spent about 1 hour in jail before posting bond. A College Station man spent 1 minute in jail following his recent arrest for hitting several parked vehicles in his apartment complex last January with his 2-ton truck and then leaving the scene. According to the arrest report from College Station police, 18-year-old Brent Borden was seen leaving the Cottages with a bird dog in the bed of his truck, which had a personalized license plate of Brent B. A witness reported the driver had signs of being intoxicated, but Borden was not arrested for DWI. One car that was struck sustained $11,000 of damage. And a College Station woman was arrested recently from the theft of a purse last December containing $1,200 cash and other items valued at more than $2,600. According to online jail records, 49-year-old Linda Rosario had completed a 15-month jail term for felony theft with prior convictions and before that served 12 months for credit card abuse. If you have Bluebell pint-sized containers of a rocky road, make sure it doesn't contain cookies and cream, especially if you're allergic to soy and or wheat. Bluebell reports an employee restocking store shelves discovered containers of rocky road that had the lid for cookies and cream and finding cookies and cream ice cream. Bluebell says no illnesses have been reported. Cookies and cream contains wheat and soy, which may present a serious or life-threatening allergic reaction. More information is online at WTAW.com. What is next for the Republican Party now that Donald Trump is the presumptive presidential nominee? Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says Trump has to reach out to everyone he defeated during the primary process and those who voted for Trump's opponents.
And tell them that I need your vote and tell them substantively what you're going to do to, use his tagline, make America great again.
Trump also needs to spell out what he's going to do to defeat Hillary Clinton.
He hasn't laid that out very well. He just says she'll be a sorry president. I agree with him. She'll be a sorry president. But we need to know tangibly is the what's your strategy to beat him.
Trump also has to make peace with presidential fundraisers. Flores says whether or not Republicans like Trump, they have to vote for him to keep a conservative majority on the Supreme Court. Tomorrow, local law offices are celebrating the 8th annual Atticus Finch Day in downtown Bryan. Shane Phelps says a couple of major things have happened since last year's event, which celebrates the fictional character of Harper Lee's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, To Kill a Mockingbird.
The first is that a novel was published, Go Set a Watchman, which is allegedly the sequel by Harper Lee to Kill a Mockingbird.
Phelps says the novel is controversial and Texas A&M professor of literature, Dr. Jerome Loving, will speak to the issue. Another major development?
Sadly, as you probably know, Harper Lee passed away about 2 or 3 months ago. So this event has kind of a special meaning.
Phelps says legendary Harris County prosecutor Rusty Hardin will also be a guest speaker. The public is encouraged to attend tomorrow's program, which starts at 11:30 at the Brazos County Administration Building. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 58 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Be a part of the first ever St. Thomas Aquinas Reach One 5K Walk and Run on Saturday, May 21st, beginning at 7:30 a.m. There will also be a Race the Priest Children's 1 Mile Run for those 12 years and under. Visit stabcs.org for more information and entry form. Do so before May 12th to ensure entry and t-shirt. All proceeds from the Reach One 5K Walk and Run are directed towards the evangelization activities Each One Reach One at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church. Go to stabcs.org for this May 21st 5K Walk and Run.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32-horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with the new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact tractor utility vehicle. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure has slipped south of the area into the Gulf of Mexico this morning. It'll be responsible for lots of sunshine today. Highs will be up to 80 to 85 this afternoon. We're clear overnight. Lows will be 55 to 60. Sunny and warm during the day tomorrow. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85. Tomorrow night clear. Lows 60 to 65. High pressure still controls the weather into Saturday. Abundant sunshine and warm. Highs will be 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up, I got some Aggie sports news, also MLB scores, and a little bit of NFL stuff. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 6:41. Now it's time for battling multimillionaires.
Yay.
Battling multimillionaires.
Sounds like a new reality TV show.
It should be, yeah. Don't you think? Wouldn't that be so good?
Wouldn't it be crazy if it was starring like Donald Trump or something?
Yeah. Of course, battling millionaires is just anytime the owners of any professional franchise group get together. But still, in the meantime, this is political. The Rolling Stones have gotten no satisfaction from presumptive nominee Donald Trump. Hear what I did there? See, he's using their songs at his campaign rallies.
Mm.
In a statement released yesterday, they attempted to keep their songs under their collective thumb, so to speak. Wow. This is somebody who can write all of these things.
They just keep doing it.
They do. Anyway, saying that they have not given permission for the Trump campaign to use their songs and have requested that they cease immediately.
And they're not the only ones who have done this to Trump.
This is an ongoing thing. Trump just goes and finds stuff, and so as a result. But there is, he uses Start Me Up, mm-hmm. okay? Which, if you recall, Microsoft paid him like $1 million to use that when they started one of their versions. Anyway, but we do have a Rolling Stones song that would fit for Donald Trump as he faces this dilemma.
Oh, yeah?
You can't always get
There you go. Yeah, okay.
That's good.
That was easy. They left it there for me. But in the meantime, Donald is out there, and he's looking for a running mate. And, boy, wouldn't it be strange if it was John Kasich?
Buh.
I know. I mean, when it's all said and done, Those two would get together. Here's Donald.
The presumptive GOP presidential nominee says he wants a running mate who's political and can help get legislation passed, and that he'd consider former competitor John Kasich, who suspended his campaign yesterday. Trump telling Fox News,
he's somebody that I've gotten along with during the debates. During intermission, I always seemed to be talking to John.
At the same time, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's Trump's obligation to unify the party. The last two Republican presidents, George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, say they won't help Trump win the White House. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Well, what are they getting all high mighty about? What is that about? Huh.
There's a lot of that going on in the Republican Party right now.
Well, I guess so. I'm not sure. The deal is, though, if he is the nominee of the party, then they do start talking about it as the RNC, Republican National Committee, has to give him money, because now he is a nominee rather than an individual running for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, and we don't know exactly how many dollars we're talking about, but he's loaned himself some money for his campaign. He hadn't spent a lot of money when you compare what other folks have, but mm-hmm. he's loaned himself some money because he said he didn't want to take any donations, he was going to self-finance. Well, the deal is now he's got to raise money to pay himself back if he wants that money back, and he's got to raise it in increments not bigger than $2,500, and he's got to do it by the end of the Republican convention. So, because that's campaign rules.
Mm.
So they'll have to do that, and that'll be some, you know, granted, he's probably got, to use an old term, a Rolodex from hell. I mean, mm-hmm. he's probably got people who have some money that they could cut loose if they wanted to.
And he's probably got a few favors out on the table that owed.
I heard him yesterday say, well, you know, I guess if I had to, I could sell a building or two.
What I think's interesting is that his big deal is that he doesn't take money from anybody, but it's going to have to happen now.
You do. Well, so they're thinking $750 million will have to be raised in this, and that's a ton of money. So
all those Trump supporters who support him because they're like, oh, he don't have to answer to nobody because he's got all the money he needs. What are they going to do now? Because he's going to start taking money.
Yeah. Uh-oh. So to switch gears and talk about the female person who's the presumptive. Oh, for just a second. Think about Carly Fiorina. I mean, she was almost the vice president for, what, 2 days? Before that train wreck happened.
That was a fun 2 days, I'm sure.
Yes. Anyway, so Hillary's team shooting down a claim that a Romanian hacker, whose name is Marcel Lahel Lazar, better known as Guccifer.
Guccifer.
Guccifer. It's like Gucci with a fur on the end of it. Okay. Says that he breached her private email server. Okay, now.
Him and everybody else.
Well,
apparently.
Yeah, something. Well,
apparently it was easy.
And they have extradited him to U.S. America. He is in Alexandria, Virginia now, facing cybercrime charges. Now, let's see. If you've done something wrong and they're trying to get some information on a bigger fish, they end up giving you a deal.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a deal cut there.
Yeah.
How is legal action being taken against him so quickly, but still not her?
Yeah, well, it could well be that this is the precursor to that. So
one can only hope.
We don't know. Yeah, it'll stay tuned. Meanwhile, yesterday, Mr. Obama was drinking water.
Generally, I have not been doing stunts here, but, you know. And this used a filter.
He's got water in his hand, apparently.
Yeah, you know, the water around this table was Flint water that was filtered. And it just confirms what we know scientifically, which is that if you're using a filter, if you're installing it, then Flint water at this point is drinkable.
All right, there you go. Brought to you by Brita. Or somebody.
Reminds me of the Simpsons episode where Mr. Burns eats the three-eyed fish to prove that the fish in Springfield is good.
There you go, right there, 647.
Spring is here, and so is the Greater Brazos Valley Builders Association's 2016 Parade of Homes. The parade begins Saturday and Sunday, April 30th and May 1st, and finishes May 7th and 8th. Find your new home or come out to see the new trends in home products, construction, and design. Builders or their representatives can visit with you about purchasing or designing your dream home. Your Parade of Homes map can be found at gbvbuilders.org, in the Eagle newspaper, theeagle.com, and insightbrazosvalley.com. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 30th, May 1st,
and May 7th and 8th.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 7th, it's tractor and ATV safety. Most landowners and their families use tractors and ATVs regularly, and they can be dangerous. This class will help you examine these vehicles and their use for safety and methods for safe operation this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
By now, your shade trees are busily doing their thing. While that dense shade is much appreciated in the heat of the summer in Texas, there's a good chance that your turf grass isn't shade. What do you do when the grass won't grow in the shade? We're going to talk about that right after this message. We have the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening in our office and ready to send to you. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I will extend the sale price. The price of the first printing, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Now remember, it is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I chose not to go those directions, and it's not a revision of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, last published in 1991. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book you always needed. Every book goes out signed. 1-800-752-4769, Neil Sperry. All of our lawn grasses in Texas need at least 4 hours of direct and reasonably intense sunlight each day if they're going to hold their own. In truth, some grasses need even more sunlight than that. St. Augustine and fescue can get by on the minimum, but Bermuda, Zoysia, and buffalo grass need 6 to 8 hours or they won't thrive. Actually, buffalo grass ought to have more than that. Your first symptom of a grass that isn't getting enough sunlight would be a gradual thinning. You'll see fewer blades and runners, and the soil will be much more visible. Eventually, bare patches will develop, and you'll be able to track them rather precisely to the shadiest parts of your lawn. Your first remedy would be to try a grass that is at least shade tolerant. If, however, you've already planted St. Augustine or fescue only to watch it also thin out from the shade, you might try removing one or two lower limbs from the offending tree. That might allow just enough sunlight to reach in underneath to keep the grass healthy and active. You may also have more trees than you actually need, in which case you might consider removing one or two of the weakest trees. You can help marginal stands of grass in dark corners by mowing it slightly higher. The blades of grasses in the shade tend to be more vertical, so higher mowings will leave more of the leaf blades intact for more efficient manufacture of foods. You'll also want to avoid walking on them as much as possible. They'll be far less resilient to the poundings of pets, kids, and other pedestrians. If all else fails, there are shade-tolerant ground covers that you might want to use. Now, true, you can't walk on them repeatedly, but you can always put stepping stones in strategic spots. Best among the shade salvations would include ajuga and English ivy, and then some of my favorites, mondo grass, regular mondo grass especially, also dwarf mondo grass and liriope and vinca minor, vinca major if you're in the southern 80% of Texas. If you have a small area, you want something really out of the ordinary, especially in northeast Texas, plant pachysandra. There are some really great shade options. I've always considered shade to be more of an opportunity than a real challenge to me. It's not a negative, it's a positive. I just have to rethink how I landscape. I live in a pecan forest, and so almost all of my turf grass is now gone. I've replaced it with mondo grass and liriope, some ferns, aspidistra in protected locations, and I have a lot of shade-tolerant shrubs. That would include the hollies and mahonias and other plants that can hold up to that shade. You can do it. You just have to think your way through it. Shade is a godsend. I'm Neil Sperry, layering, a fun way to start new plants in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. The number 2 Texas A&M Aggies and the number 5 Vanderbilt Commodores meet in college baseball's premier series of the weekend. The Aggies have won 13 of their last 15, including winning 5 of 6 on the road. Vanderbilt enters the fray on a 5-game win streak, including a series sweep of Georgia. Final dual meet rankings for the 2016 season were released by Track and Field News this week, and the Texas A&M Track and Field program had its men's team ranked number 1, with the women's squad ranked number 2. This is the second consecutive year for the Aggie men to claim the number 1 status in dual meet rankings by the monthly magazine Track and Field News. This marks the third time in the past 4 years for the A&M women to earn the number 2 ranking. Sashka Gavrilovska will represent Texas A&M in the 64-player field at the 2016 NCAA Division I Women's Tennis Singles Championship, the NCAA announced today. In addition, A&M's doubles team of Rachel Pearson and Ava Palma has an outside chance of making the 32-team NCAA Doubles Championship after being selected the 5th alternate. The singles and doubles competition will be conducted May 25th through the 30th at the Michael D. Case Tennis Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, following the conclusion of the team championship, which runs from May 19th through the 24th. The University of Tulsa will serve as host. In Major League Baseball,
pitch on the way, and Castro drives it pretty deep to left field. Going back on it is Arcia, looking up. See you later! Into the Landry's Crawford boxes. Second straight day with a home run for Castro, and the Astros lead it 8-3.
Jason Castro homered and drove in 4 runs, and Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa both homered and knocked in 3 as the Houston Astros won consecutive games for the first time this season with a 16-4 victory over the Minnesota Twins on Wednesday night. The Astros built a 6-0 lead after 2 innings and didn't let up in setting a season high for runs. Altuve hit his 5th leadoff homer this year. Castro connected for the 2nd straight game with his 2-run shot in the 3rd, and Correa's first home run since April 6th came in the 4th. Minnesota right-hander Phil Hughes allowed 6 hits and a season-high 6 runs in 2 innings, his shortest start since also lasting 2 innings on September 25th, 2013. In Toronto,
the 1-1 pitch hit the right field deep, back for it. Mozara still going back. It's over his head. Base hit off the wall. Carrera scores. Ball game. Blue Jays 4-3 over Texas.
Russell Martin singled home the winning run in the bottom of the 9th inning, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat Texas 4-3 Wednesday night, their 2nd straight last-at-bat victory over the Rangers. The Blue Jays won 3-1 in 10 innings Tuesday on Justin Smoke's 2nd home run of the game. In the NBA,
the Cavaliers set an NBA record 25 threes on the evening and roll to a 123-98 victory and take that 2-0 lead as this series now shifts down to Georgia.
The Cleveland Cavaliers enjoy a 2-0 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals after setting a pair of 3-point records in a 123-98 pounding of Atlanta. The Cavs hit 18 threes in the first half and 25 overall in smashing the previous league playoff record set by Golden State last week. J.R. Smith scored 23 points on 7-for-13 from beyond the arc, while LeBron James added a game-high 27 points to the rout. In the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins are up 3-1 in their NHL second-round series after beating the Washington Capitals 3-2 on Patrick Hornqvist's goal, 2:48 into overtime. Hornqvist also assisted on Trevor Daley's goal before Matt Cullen scored to give the Pens a 2-1 lead in the second period. Matt Murray made 34 saves for the Penguins, who can wrap up the series in Washington on Saturday. Football season will be here before you know it, and the new headquarters of the Dallas Cowboys will have a recreation of the team's Ring of Honor that will include cleat prints of Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson 50 yards apart, the length of their famous touchdown play in a 1975 playoff game. The Hall of Fame Dallas quarterback and one of his favorite receivers put their prints in concrete Wednesday. The Cowboys are expected to move football operations to Frisco, about 30 miles north of Dallas, this August. And Johnny Manziel is expected to make his first courtroom appearance in Dallas after his indictment in a domestic violence case. The 23-year-old former Cleveland Browns and Texas A&M quarterback will learn details of his release later today. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Brad Mitchell.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
AggielandHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32-horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with the new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact tractor utility vehicle. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel.